The South African Depression and Anxiety Group has seen an increase in calls during the lockdown as many people are feeling stressed, anxious, and overwhelmed. The organization says the volume of calls to its helpline has doubled during the pandemic, with an average of 1,400 people reaching out every day. The organization's director, Casey Chambers, says most of the callers are dealing with symptoms of anxiety and depression. This includes students who are worried about their future.
I think for many students, it's first and foremost to know that it's okay if you're feeling stressed and overwhelmed or anxious. I think if you speak to a lot of other students, they're also feeling like that. So I think knowing that it's okay to feel the way that you do is important. But there are some things that you can do today to help yourself cope a little bit with those feelings. Making sure that you wake up at the same time every morning, so setting an alarm, making sure that you're going to bed to get enough sleep. Your body and your brain needs rest, especially if you're studying and looking at studying with school and doing deadlines.
Casey cited loneliness as a huge contributing factor to depression and suicide.
Feelings of anxiety or depression overwhelm us, and it sticks with us every day. From the time that you wake up to the time that you go to bed, you've seen a drastic change in your eating or sleeping habits. You really feel down all day, every day. You're constantly tired. You're exhausted. You're overwhelmed. Having depression or anxiety is not something that you have to fix yourself or that you have to fix for a friend. It's really important that if you have signs of depression or anxiety, that you reach out for help and that you speak to someone.
Change of environment, COVID-19, and a subsequent lockdown has left some students feeling depressed.
I have to say that COVID-19 has affected my studies bad in the beginning. Like during that period of March, April, May, it affected my studies very, very bad because I was diagnosed with anxiety. I was diagnosed with high level of stress. I had to even be on vitamins and medication so that I can calm myself down and everything else.
Another self-funding vet student who lost her job due to the lockdown says she's living in fear.
The pandemic caused me to be very anxious most of the time because as soon as lockdown was introduced, I got put off my work. I work as a medical technologist part-time, and that's how I used to take care of myself. And I'm a self-funding student as well, so I lost a source of income.
Casey is advising students to seek help and take a break from social media platforms as they can trigger the feeling of sadness and panic. I'm Anastasia Mhobu for VFM News, Johannesburg.